The hiring scandal at the state probation department was a focus of questions at yesterday's confirmation hearing for State Supreme Court Justice Roderick Ireland. Ireland, a 65-year-old Springfield native, has been tapped by Governor Patrick to be the new Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. If confirmed, he'd be the first African-American in that post. As WBUR's Steve Brown reports, Ireland was quizzed by members of the Governor's Council yesterday who appeared relatively receptive to his nomination.
When he was nominated just 2 days after the November election, Justice Roderick Ireland was only too happy to defer any questions from the press regarding the hiring scandal at the probation department. The scathing Ware report, looking into the questionable hiring practices and charges of widespread patronage at the department, had not yet been released. But now, with the report public, members of the Governor's Council wanted Ireland's take on the matter.
I feel very strongly that the judiciary should have supervisory responsibility for probation. I don't think probation should be transferred into the executive branch. My view is that the courts and probation work together well, and the judiciary is in the best position to supervise and manage probation.
Ireland's position is different from that of the governor, who's calling for the department to be brought under the Executive Office of Public Safety. Ireland did say he does not see a problem with potential hires having a recommendation from elected officials, so long as the candidate is qualified for the job and there's no quid pro quo. Ireland is no stranger to the judiciary. He's been a judge for 33 years and has served on the SJC as an associate justice since 1997. But as Chief Justice, he would be the face and voice of the third branch of government. He said as chief, he hopes to improve relations with the legislature and executive branch, as well as the way the judiciary operates, but he hinted there will be no sweeping changes.
The Chief Justice does not have a magic wand where they can just say, I'm going to change things and everyone else is going to have to follow whatever I want changed. The Chief is just one of seven judges. It's a seven-judge court. We vote on everything, including standing orders. We vote on policy issues. The chief, it's like herding cats in a way.
Among the items on Ireland's to-do list, he wants to utilize the courts to help curb the high school dropout rate, and he wants to better inform the public of how the court system works and how complaints against the courts are processed. Ireland also told the Governor's Council that he thinks most judges are doing a good job and said there are remedies in place for those who do not. But Counselor Mary Ellen Manning urged him to be tough with judges who aren't doing a good job.
The perception is that the judges circle the wagons around these offending members of the judiciary. And what we need, I'll speak for myself, what I need and what I believe my constituents need is a Chief Justice is going to say, stop right there. We want you to be towing the line.
10 people spoke in opposition to Ireland's nomination. Some disagreed with the SJC's specific rulings, including the decision that paved the way for same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. Others had beefs with the court system as a whole. None questioned Ireland's abilities or qualifications for the job. About a dozen people, including the current Chief Justice, Margaret Marshall, and former Chief Justice, Herbert Wilkins, spoke in favor of Ireland's nomination. At the conclusion of the hearing, Ireland remained cautious about the outcome.
I'm going to wait and let them do what they need to do, and I'm going to keep my fingers and toes crossed, and my wife's going to have her fingers and toes crossed, and we'll just have to let them take their time and reach their decision in their own way.
The council is expected to vote on Ireland's nomination as early as next week. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.